Tim Conway is giving this kid Harvey Korman a try, and we're hoping that it works out for him. It's great when a guy like you gives the youngsters coming up a
shot. Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, I think he's got it, and if Variety ever comes back, I'm sure he'll be available.
Tim Conway and Harvey Korman together again at the Star Plaza Theater on April 15th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you do the matinee, and then what? You go to your tax shelter?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, then we go right to the bar. No, that is kind of unusual, isn't it, to have a show that early
matinee,
in the afternoon?
Yeah.
We normally do our show about 7 in the morning, but this is going to be unusual. We're going to be up late. Yeah.
You know what I suggest people do, and I know you're with me on this. Go out, have a nooner with somebody at the office.
There you go.
And
right.
Then head right over to the and then head right over to the show.
What could be a better day, I tell you.
Ticketmaster for tickets, 312-559-1212, ticketmaster.com. Do you have any idea how many shows you guys have done together?
On this particular run that we've been doing, we started about 4.5-5 years ago. I would say probably a little over 300.
And you're still having fun?
Still having fun, yeah. That's the nice thing about this. The show is actually getting in the way of our dinner, but for the most part, it worked out pretty good.
Well, let me tell you, a 2 o'clock show won't.
Oh, no. This is going to be good. Boy, we'll have to go to a movie before we eat.
You'll move the entire tour up to 2.
Right. No, it's so much fun. I mean, the show has never, it's always had the same reaction from every audience, so we never really worry about getting any laughs or anything. And the audiences have just been absolutely fantastic, and I think they enjoy it.
Okay, now, are you saying you have them hypnotized?
Absolutely. Yes.
So the show's not even necessarily funny anymore.
No. We don't have, well, the nice thing is neither one of us can hear anymore, so we don't really know what the audience reaction is. So we don't know whether they're laughing or applauding or what.
So when you see their mouths open and rocking back and forth,
we know that they're either gasping or are laughing, yes.
It's just a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Colleen is on the phone. Could be many of the women from the road, Tim. So let
Yeah.
Colleen, say hi to Tim Conway.
Hi, Mr. Conway.
How are you?
Good. I wanted to say hello on behalf of an old friend of yours from Bowling Green.
Who's that?
Tom Burke from Cleveland. He's
my
dad.
Goodness gracious, yes. Wonderful, yeah.
That's your father?
I have no idea. But, if you have a reaction like, oh, really? It's much better than who? Because they go, well, he told me. I know Tom. Tom and I are really old friends. Yeah, we used to belong to a Newman Club together up there.
Tim, you sound confused. It's not your father. It's Colleen's father.
I don't care.
That's what Tom tells me.
I found my father at last. Do you know how long I've been looking for my father?
What's your dad doing, Colleen?
He just got back to Cleveland after 3 months in Florida, and he's enjoying his 5 grandkids.
Well, he must be very wealthy then.
Well, he would have been if he didn't have 6 kids.
Did he?
Ah, 6. So did I.
Did he embezzle a lot from the company before he got out, Colleen?
No, but I think he may have gotten a few bucks from Mr. Conway.
What's his favorite prison, really? Love a good accountant.
Colleen, are you guys going to play Cleveland, Tim?
We have on occasion, yeah, but I think we've already done that.
Yeah. I know my parents went a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard this, but my dad said that the video you did for Father Oliver's retirement party a couple of years ago was a big hit. So.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So I will tell him that I got to say hello, and I know he'll
okay, tell him I never really cared for him, and I still feel the same way. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he owes me $7. I'd have to check the books.
Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you.
Okay. See, really, it's so great when a fan calls and you step on their dreams.
Isn't that really something is? I tell you? No, Tom and I were very close friends, along with this priest. You know, as a matter of fact, both of us almost entered the priesthood, but we had 6 kids, and that got in the way. You go.
I find the Pope frowns on 6 children and then getting in.
I understand, yes.
Yes. So when you're on the road with Harvey, I assume for budgetary reasons, you sleep in the same room.
Anything? Oh, absolutely, okay. Yes. Oh, we're very tight. Yeah. That's
yeah. And is he a snorer?
Oh, good. Well, you know, he's a hypochondriac, for real, and obsessive, and all kinds of things. So he's up most of the night just checking windows, and finally call him to bed and settle him down. And I got custody of him when the show went off. So
is that right?
Yeah, I got to keep him moving.
By keeping him moving, you mean keeping him active?
Oh, yes.
We like our seniors active.
I hear you.
Yeah. Now he used to enjoy, and frankly, who doesn't, putting on a dress on occasion.
Occasionally, yeah. He's a cross-dresser. Yeah, we know that. Well, I mean, that's out. Everybody knows that.
And is that still going on, do we know? Or
We've had to alter the dress considerably. But, yeah, still going.
Now, since it's a 2 o'clock show, are you cutting back on any of the pyrotechnics or laser effects?
No. Same fireworks. Yeah, yes, same thing. Everything goes. Yeah, we do things like the old man and dwarf and stuff like that. There's about 6 or 7 little sketches we do, and then we ask the people please to leave.
And you got to get to dinner.
We got to get to dinner, for God's sake. It's almost 4 o'clock. That early bird only will hold up so long, you know.
Now, have you reached a point in your life chronologically where dwarf could beat you in a foot race?
Oh, yes. And is actually taller than I am, too, yes.
Now, what are the kids doing, all 6 of them? Time?
Most of them. Yeah, I have no idea. We try to keep as little contact as possible.
That way you have more free time.
Oh, yeah. We have an ATM window at the house, so they come by, put the card in, we give them the money. We don't even have to talk to them. It's wonderful. You know, they say they never leave the nest. That's not true.
So they're all still at the house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to encourage people to make sure they get a nap in, because it is a 2 o'clock show.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's, you're going to have to be fresh for this one. There's a lot of laughing going on.
Harvey Korman and Tim Conway. I'm going to put you on hold, Tim, because I'd like...
I'll wait here.
I'd like your information there.
You know, you're not going to hang up now, are you, really? Because a lot of times people put me on hold, and I'm here for days.
Now, let me ask you this. If I came back to you in a minute, would you remember we did the interview?
Could I'll try. Over? Yeah, I'll try.
Now, every time I come to L.A., you always invite me to the house, and apparently you keep moving.
Cause yeah,
Every time I go to the address you give me, it's an empty parking lot.
I hear you.
So, hold on, Tim.
I'll wait here, Jim. Jim. I'm sorry.
You're still the funniest guy on this phone
call.
There's
no question about it.